beyond time, unborn, undying. Everything that exists in time must also exist in change. The overself does not exist in time and is not subject to change. That which is within us as the overself, being godlike, is out of time and eternal. The overself has no form to be pictured and weighed, measured and numbered. It makes no movement to be timed and no sound to be registered on the eardrum. Inner experiences are all in time, doomed to pass away. But he, the consciousness behind them, behind the ego's consciousness, is out of time, hence immortal. Our bodies are born at some point of time and somewhere in space, but their essence, the overself, is birthless, timeless, and placeless. The first step is to discover that there is a presence, a power, a life, a mind, being, unique, not made or begot, without shape, unseen and unheard, everywhere and always the same. The second step is to discover its relationship to the universe and to oneself. In this benign state, a past from which we have lapsed or a future to which we are coming, the true answer is that it is neither. This state has always been existent within us, is so now and always will be. It is forever with us simply because it is what we really are. The overself is not in time and consequently has no history. It is with no beginning and with no end. The intellect, which flits from past to future, from one chronological event to another, finds such ideas strange, hard to comprehend, and puzzling. At the end of all its adventures, the lower self may indeed have to go. But the indestructible higher self will not go. In this sense, there is no utter annihilation of the individual, no complete mergence into an all-swallowing ocean of cosmic consciousness.